The book is 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? It's author Bear Woznick, and he has been on The Morning Blend many times before. But for the next several months, we are going to go through this book. Each week, we are going to dedicate ourselves to one of these 12 rules. Today, rule one, know your creed, live by your code. Welcome back to The Morning Blend, Bear.
Hey, good to be with you. So what kind of morning blend do you, what kind of coffee do you drink?
I drink a dark roast. The darker, the better, because I just like that robust start to my day. How about you? You probably drink a Kona blend, don't you, out there in Hawaii? Oh,
I'm going to send you some Hawaiian coffee. Yeah, you got to get some real Hawaiian coffee.
Oh, well, I look forward to that.
One of my neighbors who actually has a coffee plantation. Right next door, we've got Kai Coffee, which means ocean coffee, but I'm not man enough to drink it. I mean, I like to think I'm tough like a cowboy, but I'm not like you. I went in to order coffee yesterday. My big burly biker friend Don is here. He's a great surfer. He met me at the coffee. He said, I'm at the coffee shop. So I go downstairs. I go in to order coffee, and I never do it. My wife always orders the coffee. And I go, I'd like iced coffee with a half a pump of chocolate and cream. And he goes, you mean a cafe latte or cafe macchiato? And I go, I don't know what those words mean. A big iced coffee with, you know, half a pump of chocolate and some cream. Well, we can make an American espresso or we can do cold iced coffee. I go, I don't know what those mean.
I don't know what those mean.
And finally, one of the local guys there that knew me said, I'll take care of it.
Well, we need to have you out here in Portland. I'm sure there's plenty of people here in the Rose City that can teach you a thing or two about coffee. But when we wrapped up last week, we were talking about men having their own personal creed and this cowboy code to live by. Is there a difference between the creed and the code, and why is it important for men to develop one for their day-to-day life?
I'm a Benedictine oblate, right? So we have our rule of Saint Benedict. And I think one of the reasons young men are coming to the Catholic faith is because we live by a creed and we live by a code. You know, we have rule and we have order, and it's according to God's order. So the creed is just really a statement of this is who I am. And every man is unique. I had a friend of mine, Bubba Hicks, still holds the field goal record for Baylor University. And he put his nature, he typed it into one of these AI things, and it produced the greatest creed. It just described him perfect. But it was according to his nature. You know, I'm diligent, I'm this, I'm that, or what I hope to be. And so God makes each of us so uniquely that we each need to have our individual creed. And mine is that the most radical quest a man can pursue is abandon himself to the wild adventure of God's will. My son Jeremiah, he's surfing to 85-foot waves. I mean, that's an abandonment, a total abandonment. When you drop into a wave that big, it owns you. And that's where we want to be. You know, when Jesus prayed this prayer, he taught his disciples. I've been to the place where he taught them on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then right off the bat, he prays the most dangerous prayer you can pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Very dangerous prayer. That creed that we develop needs to be that abandonment to God's will. And then it's dangerous, takes courage, and it's an adventure. And when you do that, when you abandon yourself to God's will, you get to see God do stuff because you're in his will. I mean, I wouldn't have seen Elvis if I hadn't dropped into that tube, barreling over, and he was right in front of me. I wouldn't have seen Elvis if I hadn't taken that adventurous drop, right? So not really, Brian. But I mean, we try to abandon ourselves to God's will, or we don't get to see God do stuff.
Yeah. When we think back a century ago and how life was hard, it was dangerous, and then fast forward to this year, and we take for granted, I think, all the blessings we have, but it's also made us a little soft. I mean, we think about the Oregon Trail where it took 5 months to get here to the Willamette Valley, yet now we can fly from coast to coast in 5 hours.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, we would drive from California up through Wyoming and Idaho, Montana, to go to the Dakotas where my parents were from. We would go across that trail and we would see old wagons that were just kind of abandoned, right? You know what I'm talking about. And the old ruts. If you have running water today and an indoor plumbing, you are royalty from 100 years ago. And people think we have it rough because we can't get our cafe macchiato, whatever that is. I don't know what it is.
Well, and again, you know, real men build, you say here in this chapter, yes. And lazy men complain and tear down these real men that build. You look at real men and there's always somebody nitpicking what they're doing because people today are just inherently lazy and we are a little bit envious of those people that build.
I know speaking of pioneers, when I was developing the world tour for tandem surfing, this guy who was captain of one of the sailboats, one of the catamarans down to the beach, came down and said, "How you doing?" And I said, "Doing good, really good." And he goes, "A lot of people got a lot of backstabbing, people jealous of you." And I go, "Well, there's been a few." And he goes, "Remember, you can recognize the pioneers by the arrows in their back."
Wow.
It's true. Real men build. Maybe they're building their families or they're building a house. But remember when Nehemiah returned to Israel to rebuild the walls? The way it was rebuilt, some of the scriptures exclude it. I think the Protestant Bible doesn't have it, but it describes how a man and his family would rebuild this part of the wall to that part of the wall. It was in clockwise order. They order it out. And then this man and his family rebuilt the wall. And so a real man is going to hit the man and his domestic church, his ohana, his family, are how we rebuild society. So real men build, they have dreams, they have vision, not ambition. Ambition was always considered a bad word. Back in the day, it was kind of basically, I'm going to use people to get what I want. But what we want is people that are proactive. Like I was just in Albuquerque speaking for a pro-life group there. People who say they're pro-life and don't do something about it and just have an opinion, that's not being pro-life. That's not building. So we need to build. And look at where you are. Every single Catholic radio station that I've heard of was started by people that knew nothing about radio.
Right.
Right? God just said, you're going to do this. Right? So build a men's ministry, build your family, build up your brothers.
I love this long list of cowboy codes that you've gathered over the years. And just to cover some of these, always finish what you start, live each day with honesty and courage, go the distance, stand up for what is right. And those might sound like trite phrases or little pithy things that we say, but if you really commit to these things and were to do them day in, day out, how men could reestablish ourselves as the leader of our family. 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? The latest book from Bear Wozniak. And over the coming weeks, we will dedicate 1 week per chapter because this is deep and it's important at this time in our culture. So we really want to take our time and go through this book. People want to get a hold of it. Where can they find it?
Well, any Catholic bookstore, EWTN catalog, our website, schoolofmanliness.com. And so we would love for women, mama bears out there, to buy the book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone, and give it to their husbands, put it on that favorite chair, or on their sons or their son-in-laws, and just challenge them. You read the first 2 pages. And then if you don't like it, give it to someone else. But most men, once they read the first 2 pages, it's not like reading a book. It's like sitting in the back of the porch, having a cigar, and just talking story with a friend. Men who don't like to read will read this whole book in a weekend, and then they start again on Monday. So you can get it wherever books are sold, Amazon, our website, schoolofmanliness.com. We invite the men to come and join, become part of the cave. And
more in the weeks ahead as we dedicate a week to a chapter of this important book that men need here in the year 2025 and into 2026. So thank you so much for your time, my friend. Always great talking to you, and we'll catch up next week here on The Morning Blend.
Have a good football weekend.